This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is a nationally syndicated columnist, and I'm talking with her about a lady, Karen Hunter, who you came to Los Angeles with Karen in when you were in your early 20s. When was that?
The late 1960s, Phil.
And I think I've spoken with her.
Well, she was one of my best friends, and she took her life last night, as you know. I was in her apartment.
Jesus.
When it happened. It makes you value life, Phil. It really does. It makes you want to hold on to it so tightly. I've really come to value life, Phil, like I don't think anyone else could, and certainly you and your audience. It would benefit you to get that feeling about life.
What? Well, can you tell me what happened? You were in the apartment?
Yes, right in front of me.
She took her life in front of you.
I can't shake the vision, and you know you feel helpless. You don't know what to do to stop it.
Can you tell us what happened?
I know she was despondent over a book deal, apparently. As you know, she battled anorexia, and what happened simply is that we were sitting at her kitchen table, and she had a bottle of Nembutal, which is a sleep prescription.
Right.
And she swallowed it, must have been three-quarters of the bottle, and chased it down with a glass of wine that we were drinking. There was nothing I could do. We talked about it, and we talked about it.
Did you know that,
We talked about it, yes. That's why we were... The pills were laying there, and I told her, Karen, don't do this. And we were drinking a bottle of Merlot, and we're talking about the book deal. And I thought there was a point where I'd gotten through to her.
All right, now I want to ask you something, Margaret. You knew that she was going to kill herself? You knew that was her intent?
Well, this isn't about me, though, you see.
No, but you knew that was her intent?
We were talking about it for, I don't know, three-quarters of an hour, yeah.
Did you not think to grab the pills? I mean, you could have grabbed her and hugged her and kept her from the... You can grab her and take her to the hospital.
No, Phil, first of all, unless you've been in that situation, witnessed a human being that way, I don't want to lay myself open for a lawsuit. I didn't do anything wrong in this, and I don't think that there... This is really about me. This is about a young lady who took her life far too soon.
But I'm not blaming you necessarily, but you said that she had the pills in front of her. She was telling herself she was going to commit. She was telling you.
Yes.
That she was going to commit suicide by taking those pills.
That is correct, yes.
And you did nothing but drink a glass of wine and try to talk her out of it.
Phil, if I had grabbed her, let me explain to you the situation. If we had tussled and she hit her head on and became a cripple, or she became physically injured as a result of me trying to intercede, she sues me. I can't take that risk. There was nothing I could do. I didn't make her take these pills. So I didn't do anything wrong. And I think we're going down the wrong road.
Look, for 45 minutes, you talked to a woman who blatantly told you she was going to kill herself. You drank a bottle of wine, and then with the pills in front of her, she took these pills, and she killed herself.
Phil, I sat beside her, and I stroked her hair, and I felt horrible about it, and I thought about a society. I agree with you. I thought about an American society that would kill one of its best and its brightest, a vital soul.
Well, why didn't you call 9/11? 911.
I just got done telling you, Phil, that I don't want to lay myself open to a lawsuit.
Oh, come on, Margaret.
Phil, a lot of people want to see me go down. I am a widely read newspaper columnist. I appear on different shows, and I'm not afraid to speak my mind.
But, Margaret, all you got to do...
Calling 911, 911. Or I take the pills away from... What am I left with? I'm left with a lot of bad publicity.
Now we're left with a dead woman, though.
Well, what was I supposed to say to her? How could I stop her? America killed her, Phil. I didn't kill her. The pressure of being a woman in this country. Do you know what killed Karen more than anything else? A sexist society that won't let women get up off the floor. She asked me to go over to the sink and get her some water to drink with, and I walked over there as if I was in a dream. I literally didn't know what I was doing anymore, and I got her a glass of water.
With which she used to down the pills, right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. But I had no control. I gave her the water. I said, are you sure you want to do this? I said, and you asked me if I did anything. I asked her, are you sure that you want to do this? And she said yes, and there was nothing else I could do. So she took the pills, and After she did that, I know I wanted to change the subject, so we talked about our time in Hollywood together.
So this woman dies. What did you do? You didn't stay?
So, no. All right.
Look, I'm going to give her phone number up because I want to get the story. 1-800-449-8686. This lady, Margaret Graves, with us, her friend committed suicide. You can't intercede in a suicide. You could be liable for a lawsuit, even if it's a friend of yours, according to Margaret Gray. Her friend was taking a bunch of pills, and rather than stop her, she let her do it because she didn't want to expose herself to a lawsuit. She's a particularly public individual, Ms. Graves. Margaret, we're back with you. Did you immediately call the police? How did you report this? What happened?
Well, the problem was I had an 11 o'clock interview with Christian Slater. Now, I knew that within the half hour, Karen would be dead. So I called 911, and I said, you'll find a dead body in number 6 over on Tugendbury in Hermosa Beach. And I can tell...
How can you do that? How can you...
Phil, it was someone else doing it. It wasn't me. I felt myself making the call. It was me, but it was someone else. That's what happened, honestly.
You went ahead and you made your interview appointment with Christian Slater.
That's correct.
And you called the cops and said you'll find a dead body at number 6.
Yes. But I didn't feel like I was making the call. It all happened so quickly. Remember, Phil, one of the sad realities of life is that when someone is trying to kill themselves, if someone is trying to kill someone else, if someone is doing something illegal or if someone is doing something not quite illegal, whatever it is, the possibility of laying yourself open to a lawsuit is just too much. You don't want to do that.
Margaret, if you save the woman's life, then you wouldn't need to... You're going to worry that she's going to sue you?
You got to understand what I do for a living. I'm a public personality. I can't let someone sue me.
So you watched her die?
Yes, well, the same thing happened last year when we were talking about the young Bronson child who was playing near those electrical wires. I yelled at him. I said, don't do that.
But you didn't intercede. You let the boy keep playing with the wires, and he electrocuted himself.
I don't want to get sued.
Who's going to sue you? What are they going to sue you for?
I don't know. But I'm not going to take that chance. Karen was a very dear friend. I was supporting her decision. That's what good friends do. I don't need the lawsuit.
1-800-449-8686. This is one of the most bizarre stories ever... What was that? One of the most bizarre stories I've ever heard in my life. A woman suing... Or a woman afraid to be sued if she stopped somebody from committing suicide. So she let the lady commit suicide. She also just let a kid continue playing with electrical wires last year, and guess what? He wound up dead. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Margaret Gray is with us, the nationally syndicated columnist, where last night, in the apartment of a very dear friend, she was the witness to the suicide of that friend. And you feel justified in not doing anything about it?
Wait a minute, Phil. I told you I called 911.
Yeah, after she'd taken the pills to say that there's a dead body here.
Phil, I had a great love for this girl. I had a wonderful time with her. We came to Hollywood at the same time. But I had a deadline to meet. One of the biggest names in Hollywood, Christian Slater, had granted me an interview. And you're saying, so what are you saying to me?
I'm saying you stay in the apartment, and you care for your friend, and you wait with her, even if it means she's going to die, until the ambulance gets there.
And in other words, what you're telling me is...
In other words, I'm saying you blow off the Christian Slater interview that you had,
this is why you're really very childlike, and this is why I have a very difficult time talking to you and your audience and people that live in your world. your little radio world. You know, it's a...
Well, excuse me about my little radio world.
No, but this is not how you get ahead. And when I say, I guess that means I sound mercenary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds very mercenary. This is not how you get ahead. I'm going to let my friend die while I...
Still, we don't live in a comic book, and we don't live in a TV show. This is a very...
Thank you very much for that.
I'm sorry, I ate over at Reuben's Red Hot. God, you're very judgmental.
We're talking about a woman dying here, and you're belching? We're talking about a Christian Slater interview that you chose over, or at least trying to get your friend some help.
I loved that girl more than anyone, and I wanted her to live. But what am I supposed to do when she says, "Will you go get me a glass of water?"
You don't go get it.
Okay, then she's going to go and get it herself.
So you got up, went over and got the glass of water, and she drank it. Now I understand that the parents are upset with you.
Were upset with me.
The parents, her parents were upset with you? They're not upset?
No. Let me tell you something, Phil, because good thing they didn't hear from you. I talked to her parents, who were angry, and I don't know why they were angry at me. I tried...
Well, they were angry at you because maybe you could have done something about stopping this girl from killing herself.
Well, let me explain. They were angry at me until I explained to them that, first of all, she was anorexic. She was a woman who was not that talented. She wasn't really going to get much better with her life. Okay, all right. I'll go ahead and go with you on this. I stay there. I try to keep her from killing herself. I loved her, but she was a loser. Okay, Phil?
One way to talk about your friend.
Oh, Phil, grow up. She was a loser. So I sit there, and I stay with her. I blow the Christian Slater interview, and the next thing you know, where am I, okay? I explain this to her parents, and they said to me, "You know something? Now we understand."
Now they understand. So it was all right for their daughter to die.
In retrospect, they said to me, "We're sad that our daughter is dead. But we can understand why you left her body there to go make this interview, because it was important to your career. And yes, our daughter was a little bit of a loser."
Oh, my God.
Get you judging people. You really make me sick.
Oh, well, I you know what? Maybe I'm just interjecting myself into this.
That's exactly what you're doing, and you should stop.
But it seems to me that I would be a little bit more angry than, "Oh, well, we understand our daughter was a loser after all, and you had a Christian Slater interview to make." 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I'll give you their names. Bill and Gloria Hunter. They're wonderful people. You want to call them up, Phil, and get in their face? They just lost their daughter.
Well, wait a minute. You were there. You let her die.
How dare you?
You were there. You said you were there.
What? And opened myself up to a lawsuit, probably from these two old bastards.
A minute ago they were really nice people, but now they're old bastards. Is that it?
You know, you're twisting my words. You're making things sound the way that they're not supposed to sound. I really think you want to look in your heart, Phil, and ask yourself why you're doing this to me. What's the matter, Phil? Do I have more newspapers publishing my column than radio stations airing your program? Is that it, Phil?
Yeah, that's it, Margaret. There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was that.
Yeah, right. You got it. Jamie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, my name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie.
And I'm in Detroit, and I just wanted to let Margaret know that I've been where her friend was. And when you're thinking that way, you want somebody to prove that they care about you enough to stop you. You don't want somebody to say, "Here, let me get you a God-blessed glass of water." And that's my point.
Well,
wait a minute.
Oh, I see a little hit and run, and then you're hanging up?
Well, no, they told me to keep it short and, you know, to the point.
I appreciate that. Did you have a comment, Margaret?
You know, I don't know what it was that your friends believed, but Karen was a very big Christian Slater fan, as were her sisters. And
so they would rather that their sister be laying, dying on a floor, so long as you could make that interview.
I think all things being equal, you know, the way you put things is so ugly. It really is ugly. All things being equal, I think Karen would have, she did mumble something about calling 911, and I did.
What do you mean she mumbled something about it?
Phil, she had 3/4 of a bottle of Nembutal into her. How could I possibly understand what she's saying? Thank you,
Karen.
Is it Jamie?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome. See, she understands. Isn't that nice?
She mumbled 911, huh?
Something like that, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, well, how'd the interview go?
I blew him off. I was really too tired of that.
Okay, so all of a sudden, you were too tired to make the interview. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. After all of that, she blew him off. She was too tired to make the interview. Meanwhile, her friend's laying there on the floor, mumbling, "Bum, bum, bum, bum." 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. What?
She went something like,
"Yeah, that's great." By the way, Yankee Doodles, man, that's where the big signing's going to be. We're going to be signing our new CD, The Best of the Phil Henry Show, year 2003. And a lot of the thing...
Phil, the reason why Karen called me is because I had the Nembutal.
Yeah, that's fun. Get out of here with your gags. She's dead.